Amen. If you could stand with me for the reading of God's word from John chapter 2 and verse 1. And this is a story you all know fairly well. But I want to point out something that maybe you haven't noticed about this story. In John chapter 2, verse 1, there was a wedding, a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And the title of my message is, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Amen. If you could bow your heads with me, Father, we just thank you for the worship. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the anointing. Lord, we ask you to let the words, oh God, find good soil. Oh, Father, that we will hear your words, not my words, oh God, that you will inspire us, that you will edify us, that you will touch us. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that it will bring forth a harvest of blessing. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's clap our hands one more time. Amen. Turn to someone and tell them whatsoever he saith, do it. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. There was a wedding in Cana of Galilee. And there's some interesting things about this story because it says Jesus was invited and his disciples. I don't know if you ever thought about that, but he didn't yet have the 12 disciples. He probably had maybe 5 or 6. And it's interesting that Jesus knew this couple. And apparently so did the disciples, because they were also invited to the same wedding. And there's some other interesting things about this, which I've pointed out before. We find that Jesus had disciples based just upon his word. The Bible says at this time that he had not done any miracles, yet they were following him based just upon his word, based just upon his witness. They had understood and learned and heard some words that brought life, and they were disciples based upon just their belief. As yet, they had not seen a miracle. And one of the things about this miracle that maybe you haven't noticed is that it is very unique. It is very different from any of the other miracles that Jesus did or in the New Testament. For one, it wasn't a life and death situation. It wasn't a sickness. It wasn't a disease. It was just a need. Now, I know that as we taught in Sunday school, most of us have got some needs, some tribulation that we're going through. And it's great to know that you don't even have to be sick. It doesn't have to be a life or death situation, but you just have to have a need, and God is willing, able, and present to meet that need today. Amen. But there are some conditions. There are some things that we have to do. There are some things that we have to line up with to be able to get God to respond to our need. We see that Mary came to Jesus, and we know that she had not seen a miracle, but she knew the miracle of his birth. She knew the miracle of the words that the angel had told her, that this child was special, this child was supernatural. And so she just decided and took it upon herself that there was a need. She was going to go to her son and present the case. And she said to the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, just do it. And what I'm trying to tell you today, that there is a kind of miracle that comes through just pure obedience. There's a kind of miracle that you can get that comes just through pure obedience. This was a common human need. Maybe they had more guests turn up at the wedding than they were expected. They ran out of wine. And in Jewish custom, that was a very embarrassing thing, not to be able to serve your food with wine. And so Mary went to Jesus with a need. We can go to the Master right today, right now, with our needs. It doesn't have to be a sickness. It may just be something that you need, that you need to get taken care of in your life. She presented the need to the Master. It was his very first time of doing something special. She had never seen him do a miracle, but she knew the miracle of his birth. She had known and seen the miracle of his life. And she just had faith that this was the time. He said, well, mine hour is not yet come. She just went on, whatever he saith, do it. I'm telling you today that there is a miracle that is waiting for you just through obedience. There is a miracle that can come just through being obedient. The need was that they had run out of wine for this wedding. Jewish weddings in those days could last many days. They were expensive. They were paid for by the bridegroom. Those of you with just daughters, you would be happy with that today. Today it's kind of switched around. It's usually the bride's family that pay for the wedding. But in those days, it was always the bridegroom that had to take care of the expenses. Now, we see that the servants came to Jesus and he told them a few things that they were to do. And the answer to the question seemed crazy. He pointed out some water jars, some great big earthen water jars. They could have been 5 foot tall. They each held about 30 gallons of water when full. And he told them to go and fill them. You know, they could have thought this was crazy. We need wine, not water. But you know what they were? Obedient. Do you notice that Jesus never even said a prayer? He never said to the water, turn into wine. The only act that brought this miracle was obedience. That was the only act that brought the miracle. Jesus just gave them a command. He said unto them in John 2 verse 5, it says there were, verse 6, and there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of purifying of the Jews. This, in other words, was bath water. These vessels were used for special water, for baptisms, for cleansing. That's what this water was originally for. He could have chosen some table utensils. He could have, I'm sure they had special vessels for the wine. But Jesus made a point of choosing something that was base, that was not meant for the table, that was dishonorable. He chose some stone vases that were maybe half full of bathing water. And he said to the servants, go and fill them. They probably could not understand what was going on. This seemed crazy. But what we do know, that obedience will bring your miracle. Amen. Whatever God is telling you now, it may not make sense to you, but obedience will bring your miracle. Verse 6, and there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. That's about 30 gallons of water. What he told them to do was not easy. It could have been a very hot day. The well was probably deep, and it probably took them many, many buckets to fill up all of these jars because they held up to 180 gallons of water. That means they had to go back and forth to the well. And I can imagine in their mind, though the Bible does not record them arguing with Jesus, they were saying, I wonder what the master is intending to do. We know we've run out of wine. Why is he having us fill the water? Sometimes God will send you in a direction to fill the water. You ask for wine, but he's asking you to be obedient because he is going to produce a miracle that you cannot believe. All we have to do sometimes is to be obedient to God's word, to see the water changed into wine. They went about going down to the well, taking up these gallons of water. We don't know how long it took them, but it wasn't an easy task. It said they had 6 of them to fill. And he told them not just to fill them, but to fill them to the what? To the brim, to the overflowing. There is no substitute for perfect obedience. Sometimes we only want to obey God halfway. Like the message Chris preached about the arrows, where he could have shot so many arrows and got so many more victories. He only did 3. When God tells you to do something, we need to do it with our whole mind, our whole heart, our whole soul, if we want to see the miracle. This was actually a very strange miracle if you compare it with all the other ones in the New Testament. As I said, you realize God did not pray for anything. He did not command the water to be wine. It was only through the obedience of getting the water that the miracle happened. There was no praying. Sometimes we want the pastor to pray. Sometimes we want to do all kinds of things, but be obedient. Are you hearing me today? Your miracle sometimes is in just following God's word. You don't need me to pray. You don't need anyone to pray. You don't need Jesus to say anything. The water will turn into wine when you are obedient. This was a strange miracle. The Bible says in verse 11, if you could put verse 11, it translated as miracle, but the word there is sign. This was the first sign, the beginning of signs. In the Hebrew, the word is simeon, and it means a sign. It's translated miracle. So this miracle was not just a special miracle, but Jesus did it as a sign. The sign was, you be obedient, and you can get the basest thing changed into the best thing. When the wine was taken to the priest, he said, wait a minute, everybody else, they serve the best first, and they give the worst later, but you have waited for the best for last. When God does something in your life, when he comes through, when you've been obedient, it'll turn into the best that's ever been. It will be the best that you've ever seen. All we have to do sometimes is not pray, not go and ask the pastor, just follow the word. Whatever he saith to you, do it. That was the key to this miracle. No praying, no commanding, just pure obedience. Many times what we're asking for is something special. We want to come down to the front. We want the pastor to lay hands. And all of that is good. But have we been obedient? Have we actually gone and filled the water pots first? See, Jesus could have just made the water pots fill themselves. But there is always something for us to do. We have to do our part. We just want God to do everything, but he has told us there are some things for us to do. You can get your miracle. You can get the water into wine, but you better go fill the water pots. You better do the thing that doesn't make sense to you. You better follow God's word and be obedient. We see in the Old Testament an example of this. In Kings chapter 5, verse 10, we see that there was this great Syrian general named Naaman, and he had won many battles for his king, but he had one problem. He had leprosy. But there was a little Jewish girl who was in his retinue, and she told him, listen, I know that if you went back to Israel, if you went and saw the prophet, he would fix you up, because the God that we serve, he is a God that can do this kind of thing. He's a miraculous God. He will answer you. And so Naaman went with all this retinue. He brought gold and silver. He was looking for something big. He was looking for some special action to be happened. And we see in verse 10 of chapter 5, and Elisha sent a message. So he came to the prophet's house and he knocked on the door. And guess what? The man of God didn't even come out to greet him. He sent his servant and told him, hey, go wash in Jordan 7 times. Wait a minute. That's not why I came here, Elisha. I expected you to come out and do some special thing on me. And thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth. He got angry. See, we get angry with God because he doesn't work the way we want him to. All he said is, obey my word. I'm telling you, there's a miracle in just pure obedience. The Bible says that Naaman was angry and he went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and the leprosy will be healed. This was a miracle of water into wine. There was no praying. There was no commanding. There was just obedience. This is the sign of the wedding in Cana, where there wasn't any praying, there wasn't any anointing, there was obedience. Now I'm saying this over and over and over again because there's a miracle here that is different from the others. The Bible says this was a sign. This tells me that you can get your miracle. You don't necessarily have to come down here and pray, but you do have to be obedient. You have to go and fill the water bottles. You have to go and dip in the Jordan 7 times. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. I'm telling you that most of us know that God is speaking to us. He has told us to do some things, and we don't want to do it because it's either silly or it's going to cost us or it's going to be hard or it's going to be difficult. But you want your miracle? You want the water turned into wine? You better listen to Mary. Whatsoever he saith unto you, you better do it. We have got to go and fill the water jar and to do it properly. We need to fill that thing to the brim, and we will get the best wine. You see, Jesus could have put the water into the silver decanter on the table, but he chose some stone vessels. He was trying to show that even in the worst circumstance, God can change something that is unclean, that doesn't look good, that is rotten, into something good. All it takes is our obedience. Sometimes we're looking for the great sign, the thundercloud and the lightning bolt, and God is saying, just obey me. We see this in the healing of the 10 lepers. He said, go show yourself to the... You know, there was no prayer. There was no command. There was just obedience. All they had to do was obey. But Jesus, you didn't lay hands on us. You didn't even make some mud. You made mud for that other guy and his eyes came. Why aren't you doing it for me that way? See, God is going to do an individual thing for you. All you have to do is hear his voice. All you have to do is be obedient. There is a miracle in just obeying. You don't even have to ask. Just obey. He said, fill the water pots. That's what I'm going to do. I know I want wine, but I don't know how the master's going to do it. I'm going to do it. Naaman, you want to be healed? Go down into Jordan 7 times. But you didn't come out and pour the oil over me. You didn't beat my head. You didn't pray for 2 hours. Just be obedient. See, there is a miracle in just obeying what God wants you to do. Let me tell you some commands that God has told us. Let's see if we're going to be obedient. Matthew 4:17. Here's some things that Jesus said that we need to be obedient about. Matthew 4:17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So don't come down wanting to pray and have the pastor do some special things if you have not been obedient. Repent, turn around, change your life, go in a different direction. Be obedient, fill the water pots. He can change your life into wine. It's getting quiet in here. I'm telling you the truth. I'm reading the word. This is a command from Jesus. Mary said, whatever he saith unto you, do it. John 14:11. Here's another command from Jesus. Not only do you have to repent, but you have to believe. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works. We need to stop doubting God. He said, believe, you should believe. He said, go, you should go. He says, stay, you should stay. It's time for us to just obey. We wouldn't even have to ask for some of the things we're asking for, because the Bible says he knows what you need before you ask for it. But the trouble is, we have not been obedient. We want the pastor to pray a miracle. We want the pastor's wife to pray a miracle. But we have not been obedient. Just fill the water pots. The wine will happen. Jesus didn't even pray. Think about it. He didn't pray. He didn't make mud. He didn't say a word. It was the obedience of the servants. Please stand. I'm done. There's a whole bunch more scriptures. In fact, there's about 50 commands that Jesus gave during his lifetime. So you pick some and start being obedient. You won't even have to ask. Your water will turn into wine. There was no prayer. There was no prayer service. There was no command to the water. Go take the water, fill the water box, the vases, then take some out and give it to the chief, the MC. That was all. And because they were obedient, if they had failed one step, nothing would have happened. But because they were obedient to the word, they didn't have to have Jesus do anything, but all they had to do was believe. You know, they could have said, you know, this is water. This is going to look stupid. He's going to get angry at us. We're the servants bringing him water. But they obeyed. They heard what Mary said, whatsoever he saith unto thee, do it. It's time for us to take those words that Mary said, and your miracle will happen. I guarantee it. Your miracle will happen. You don't need to have some special 5-hour prayer. Your miracle will happen. Be obedient. He has said, repent. He has said, believe in me. He has said, take up your cross. He has said, seek first the kingdom of God. He has said, judge not. I could go on. There's about 50 of them. Be obedient. Your water will turn into wine. Your water will turn into wine. Now, it may not be a happy shouting message, but it's the truth. It's the truth. Jesus said this miracle was a sign because it was a strange miracle. He started off with a very strange miracle. Wasn't a healing, wasn't a life or death situation, but it showed this one thing: obedience has power to move God. This altar is open. Are we going to be obedient? You want your water turned into wine? You want the things that are not going right to be changed? Repent, believe, trust God, seek him first. These are just some of the 50 commands that Jesus said. When will we be obedient? I'm telling you, you don't even have to ask. Once we're obedient, just carrying out the steps he's already said. The Bible says he has given us everything that is necessary for life, right? Quote it, Chris.
Everything necessary for life and
godliness. He has already given us. He's given us everything that is necessary for life. And God, that means that the reason why we don't receive is because somewhere we have not been obedient. Maybe we didn't fill the water pot fully. Maybe we didn't want to take it to the MC to check because we lost faith somewhere. But he's told us already, whatsoever he saith, do it. I challenge you this week. I challenge you. If there's something you know God has been wanting you to do, and you have not been doing it. The Bible said to them that know to do right and do it not, to them it is what? Sin. I challenge you this week. Prove God and see if your water will not turn into wine. You will have a praise report Sunday. I guarantee it. I know it. I stand upon God's word. The lepers could have said, hey, we still have our leprosy. Why are you sending us to go ashore? We've got leprosy. But you know what? They believed and they started. And on their way to the priest, something miraculous happened because they were obedient. We are going to pray. There's nothing wrong with the Bible says, call for the elders of the church, let them lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. But there is also obedience. There's also this special sign that Jesus did, which was just to meet a common need. If you have a common need today and will be obedient to the word, God is willing, able to give you your water into wine miracle. So Naaman went down to the River Jordan, fuming. I could have stayed home and my rivers are so much cleaner. But someone made him consider and be obedient. And I can imagine him dipping himself one time, still the same way, two times. But I tell you, when he came to the seventh time and he came out and he found that he had been healed, a miracle that nobody else could have done. You think he was quiet? He was so happy. The silver and gold he brought could not have paid for what he had received. He was so happy. I'm telling you, God will give you a joy, a blessing, a deliverance. He can change the water into wine. All we have to do is obey. We're going to close this service. We're not going to close God's presence. We're going to pray. Ask God to say, Lord, whatever you have said to me, I'm going to do it. I'm going to fulfill your will. And I guarantee you won't even have to ask for anything. It's going to happen. Your water will be changed from bath water, something no one wanted to drink. That's what it was, bath water, cleansing water. And it turned into the very best that there ever was. There was no vintage on earth that could compare when God had changed the water into wine. That's what he will do to your life. There will be no better person when you have totally yielded all to him. The thing that was just for cleansing was changed into the best vintage this earth has ever seen. I'm trying to finish, and we're going to close. The Bible says this was a sign. Not just a miracle, but a miracle with a special sign. God is telling us something, that he started off the miracles with just asking people to be obedient. If you could bow your heads right now. Father, we just thank you for filling Rehoboth, oh God, with faith right now. Lord, everything that you have told us, Lord, we're going to search our lives.